Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling us on that, daily number 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. We're going to jump straight in, have a chat with Thomas Mayer, advocate for the Uluru Statement from the Heart, after the Nationals oppose a voice to Parliament. And Queensland Parliament passing a motion supporting the Uluru Statement, including a voice to a federal Parliament. On the line, we have Thomas Mayer. Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Good, Trini Trev. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Thomas.
Yep.
You there, bro?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, bro.
I'm Thomas Mayo. I'm Torres Strait Islander, Kakagal and Arabumlay, and an Aboriginal fellow Kurrareg.
Too deadly, yeah. My brother. Too deadly. Look, a very important conversation here. Of course, you're one of the advocates for the Uluru Statement from the Heart. The National oppose a voice to Parliament, and the leader of the National Nationals, David Littleproud, has confirmed the National oppose Labor's proposed to establish an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament in Australian Constitution. Mr. Littleproud said constitutional changes seeking to implement the Uluru Statement in full proposal permanent voice would not be supported by the Nationals. Your response to that, my friend?
Oh, well, it's a disgusting move by the Nationals, sure, to take this position. You know, the provision and the question is still in draft form and open for discussion with them,
they're shutting the door at the draft.
They're jumping the gun, you know.
Exactly.
We haven't even entered the referendum period yet. The bill's not even in Parliament, and they're saying no to it already. I mean, it's the height of ignorance. Mm. And they're getting their advice from, you know, Jacinta Price, who is a senator, a politician, a person that has opposed this from the beginning and already has a voice in Parliament. You know, how about really listening to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the regions that they reckon they represent, you know, that want to be heard?
Well, one black person doesn't speak for all black people. That's the other thing too, isn't it, Thomas?
Well, that's what we're trying to establish, right? You know, the whole idea of a representative body or a voice is that we can choose who speaks for us. Mm. And Jacinta Price has never been chosen by her own people. She's been chosen by the Country Liberal Party,
sure,
which is a mostly non-Indigenous political party.
Yeah, there it is. So in regards to the draft, here it is. The Labor Party, and like the Queensland government, is all for this. How far are we out in regard to making the decision, even with the Nationals stating their situation, their voice, their thoughts on the voice to Parliament?
Well, we think that a referendum will be held as soon as late next year. We have a commitment from the Albanese government to hold the referendum in this term of Parliament. So that means that, you know, that's within 3 years from when they were elected. It won't be in the in this financial year, so it won't be between now and July. The government's already confirmed that.
Okay.
And it's not likely to be in the last year of their term because, you know, they're going towards an election. So that means as soon as late next year. So we've really got to ramp this up, brother, and you know, get out there and work hard on it.
Exactly.
Like our elders did in 67 and make sure we win.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you look at where we've come from, we haven't really had a voice as such. You look at, they used to have ATSIC running back in then, back in the day. They took that away from us. Things don't change if things don't change. So here's a new opportunity. I reckon voice for Parliament, let's run with it. And if it doesn't work 2, 3, 5 years down the track, then scrap it. But you've got to give something a shot, do you not?
Yeah, well, things need to evolve, right? ATSIC should have been allowed to evolve.
Well, exactly.
If there were problematic people in it, they should have been dealt with the law and through our democratic process that existed. Howard got it wrong, and he purposely got it wrong. He wanted to take away our voice because you've got to look at what he did once he silenced us, you know, that effective political voice that ATSIC was, and then certainly could have been strengthened even more. He silenced it because then he did the Northern Territory intervention, where it was so racist. They suspended the Racial Discrimination Act. And, you know, the reason why the Uluru Statement is called the Uluru Statement is because the Uluru family in Mutitjulu they don't want to be standing alone without a voice if anything like that ever happens again. And so they wanted the power of that place and that name to help this, you know. And a voice is so important. When a people don't have a voice, they're exploited, they're degraded. These are the things that happen. And that's why the Conservatives, the right-wing people like Jacinda Price, don't support this, because they don't want us to be able to speak for ourselves.
Exactly.
They don't want us to be able to defend ourselves in a powerful way.
And that's sad coming from a black person too.
Yeah, that's right, and it's shameful. You know,
shameful, exactly. Brother.
She's backed by the right-wing Conservatives. It's like any politician. You've got to look at who backs them.
Policies, exactly.
Right?
Who's behind them?
And if it's not the people on the ground that are backing you, who's backing you?
Yeah,
and for her,
exactly.
it's the Conservative, you know, the CIS, they're called, and the IPA, they're far-right wing think tanks that don't believe in climate change, that support Donald Trump. I mean, that's who's backing her. And,
exactly.
You know, she's not speaking for black followers, and that's why we need a voice, and that's why she's against it.
Yeah, look, and as I say, when you look at the Uluru statement, when mob converged on Alice Springs in regard to the Uluru statement, that was one of the most powerful movements going, you know, and it was John Howard that stated that you cannot do a treaty to yourself. Well, there are 250 tribal people out there ready to do a treaty, and here we are, 230-odd years later, and still sitting in this position.
Well, John Howard's not very worldly then, is he? He hasn't
exactly.
You know, taken his blinkers off and looked at other countries that were colonised that have constitutional recognition of Indigenous people.
Well, we're the only first world country that hasn't had a treaty with the First Nations people.
Exactly, yeah. And we're the only country as well that doesn't have constitutional recognition.
Exactly.
And the sky hasn't fallen in for those peoples, you know. In fact, it's improved them. It's improved their identity. It's improved, you know, the way that people consider the country. It's improved tourism. It's improved the lives of Indigenous people.
Yep.
It's improved the pride of the people of the nation. You know, I mean, look at the Māori people and look at New Zealand.
Exactly.
It's a celebrated culture, and it should be here too.
Well, the Constitution was written back in 1800. It is today, the same words. So you and I are flora and fauna, brother. You know, you're a guava tree, I'm a mango tree, and that's where we stand as black people, brother.
Yeah. It's time that we updated it, right?
You know, exactly. We're human beings, are we not?
Yeah, it's
brother,
time to
beautiful.
Catch up with the rest of the world.
Yeah, look, love your fight. Keeping a close eye on this. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my brother. We'll keep in touch. Keep doing you, and big shout out to the mob, bro.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, well. Beautiful yarn there. That's Thomas Mayo, and he's with the he's an advocate for the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and pushing and fighting for our voice to Parliament. But as just a media release about the Nationals who oppose a voice to Parliament, and they state that they believe in protecting communities and families. When it comes to alcohol and drugs, we believe the economy, economic development of Indigenous land solution that will economically empower Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And they feel as though that the Labor Party hasn't got their head around it in regarding the voice to Parliament and should be operating from the grassroots. That's their statement, and this is only the draft, but they've made their statement. They're not going to they're opposed to the voice to Parliament. Have you say, maybe you want to add to the conversation about voice to Parliament. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening for Christmas for you, mob. Either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Changes, not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness with the coming of the light of day. Talking about a chosen place, they want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out, in just a minute. Standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. Oh, the winds of change blowing down the line. Right down that line. dreaming all began. Proud people come living here in a promised land. Running from a heart of darkness, searching for a heart of light. This could be paradise.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live on First Session Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM, Bumma Brippin Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Looking at the top stories for the news today, police ordered to pay $1.5 million damages to former William Tyrrell suspect. Other noises, Sydney Morning Herald, leaked files reveal meetings over ministry over contracts. The other thing, moment of magic makes history, propelled Socceroos into round of 16 in the World Cup. Other news here, Medibank hackers announce case closed and dump huge data file on dark web. Other news here, real estate, home price falls have accelerated except in this one bulletproof city. And does the state, the city, in regards to that pricing of, no, it doesn't. Looking at that, what other news is happening? Trending stories, rubbish, mold and feces. Kind act quickly spirals into rental house of horrors. He was woeful in Bulldoze. Nikki Save catalogues Scott Morrison's nasty duplicitous nutty behaviour. And why Bunnings overstocking woes are big economic red flag, Robert Gattlesby states. Russia should use advanced weapons in Ukraine, Shogo says. So there's the headlines for today's news. Love to know what headlines are happening in your neck of the woods with your mob, your clan, your organisation. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. Bumma Brippin Media, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black is your program. And Murray just steering the ship, and the Murray's the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Give me a call, have your say.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. is over, then be green. My money lies under the sea. Si, qualca paleja, nakimaluya.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. As BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana up strong? 1-800-422-416. Now, thousands of generations of shared history across Cape York Peninsula and the Torres Strait region has been formally recognised by the Federal Court of Australia on Woburn, Thursday Island. That happened yesterday, Wednesday, 13 November. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the chairman of Cape York Land Council, Uncle Richie Armat, on the line. Uncle Richie, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Uncle Richie?
Okay. Richie Armat, chairman of the Cape York Land Council. My descendants are from Shelburne Bay, Wootsie Country.
Yes.
And my other descendants from my father's side is Upanati in the Gulf of Carpentaria, just between Weipa and Mapum.
Beautiful footprint. Thank you so very much. And look, so fantastic and great news. Historic native title seed claims determined as of yesterday. Tell us the footprint in regard to the determination and how the people would be feeling.
Well, first of all, it was quite emotional, Trevor.
Yes.
Emotional in the sense that, you know, the first elders and fighters, male and female, you know, were waiting for this day, but sadly, some of them weren't here.
Exactly, with us in spirit, yes.
Yeah. So it was very spiritual and cultural happenings yesterday.
Yes.
Between the mainland of Australia and the Torres Straits. You know, we've always been so closely related. We're still one big happy family.
Exactly, yes.
So the area covered by the seven overlapping clans, I think, is quite massive.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes exclusive native title to 50 islands and islets, as well as non-exclusive native title rights to about, I'd say, 65,000 square kilometers of the sea.
They're saying that's about the size of Tasmania.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic. And so, we're from here, and how do traditional owners operate in this space as the land has been determined?
So as you know, because you black fellow too,
wow.
As
yes.
you know, Trevor, our people know our connection to exactly. the land and the sea.
Exactly.
It is everything to us. Everything to us. Because when you're brought up by your parents, your grandparents, they tell you.
They make that yarn.
Absolutely. Mm. So, you know, in the Torres Straits and in the tip of Cape York, and I probably would say around Australia.
Yes.
You know, all blackfellas, First Nations people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we're one family. We've watched for generations how others have come to our country and disregarded our rights and taken so much, and they've shared so little.
Exactly.
What we have to do now after this determination, we now need to build our strength and reclaim our authority.
Mm.
Through the native title process, although the legal rights, they might be different across land and sea, in the native title determination, I think we know that the two parts are seamless and act as one.
Mm.
I really would urge everyone here today,
yes.
and yesterday,
yes.
to really consider what this means. You can never separate the land and the sea.
Mm.
It's impossible.
Connection
never
everywhere.
Never separate it.
Exactly.
An important area of our immediate focus needs to be on our long struggle for sea country rights, and our vision for the future.
Yes. So the empowerment of black people in business as well.
The sea claim.
Yes.
And the riches of the sea for us to sustain our sustainability for our future generations. Something definitely has to change, Steve.
Exactly.
I really believe
yes.
that.
Yes.
Because at the present moment, we're in an unequal playing field. It's like, you know, we're playing a team of Cape York footballers combined with a team of Torres Strait Islander footballers in a side, a combined side like the sea claim and land claim.
Yep.
We're facing a football game, rugby league game against the premiers of New South Wales in Australia.
Sure, yeah. Yes, exactly.
How can we compete?
And that's why we need to be strong together. That's why we need to be strong together.
Tell me,
what you're saying.
How can we compete on an uneven playing field?
Yes.
That's
yes.
the way I feel. Personally.
Yeah, good analogy.
You know, I sincerely believe the Prime Minister, the Premier of the state, I think their hearts are in the right place at the present moment. But you'll never, ever close this gap. Yes, we get a voice in our constitution, a voice to Parliament.
Mm.
But you will never, never, ever close the gap if we don't start on an equal equilibrium.
Yes, exactly. Equal playing field.
White fella, white fella.
Exactly.
If we don't start on an equilibrium, we will always be the outcast.
Exactly. True words.
Talking about licenses and economic development in the ocean, you know, our people in the Torres Strait, in the mainland, tip of Australia, they have crayfishing, mackerel, quotas, you know?
Big industries.
But their license, Trevor, their license is worth maybe $200, maybe $250 a year for 12 months, right? For them to operate commercially.
Yes.
But at a small scale. The white fella's license, the white fella's license is worth $2 to $3 million.
Yeah. Exactly.
The sad thing about it is 30 years ago, the black fellas had the same type of license. But the Queensland government said, no, you have to return your license, rescind your license, and we're going to bring out a new license, a track license. That really is worth nothing. The first license is worth the same as the white fella license.
Yep.
So where did those instructions come from?
Exactly.
At the present moment, you have 9 TBHs. They're the white fella licenses working the lobster industry in the Torres Strait. 9.
9.
And, you know, their quota, I think, is about 180 to 200 ton.
Yes.
Of live catch. There are 300 or maybe a bit over 300 indigenous licenses. And they're... quota, I think, is about 80 tons.
Yeah, how lot difference, isn't
they
it?
They try their hardest to fill their quota.
Yes.
But it's quite hard when you're in a 6-meter dinghy as a black fella and the white fella license, they have a mothership anchored on the working ground.
Exactly, way behind the eight ball, yes.
You know, they don't bring any revenue back. No. The Torres Strait or any island.
Exactly.
It's just a money-grabbing exercise.
And it's in our own waters.
So that's why I would urge the federal government, state government, to really have a serious look at the fisheries portfolio on licenses.
Exactly. Yes. Powerful. You there, Richie? Can you hear me? No, that's Richie. I can't hear Richie. Uncle Richie, I'm out. Chairman of Cape York Land Council. I'm talking about the historic native title seed claims determined as of yesterday, 30 November. And look, it's as big as Tasmania. And he's just making some statements there regarding the playing field. The analogy he uses, we as Aboriginal people joined with the Torres Strait Islanders on a football team playing against the Penrith Panthers, who won the New South Wales NRL Rugby League Grand Final, for example. He's just talking about the space and the platform that black people operate on. Now got their land determined, but we still need the rules to come to the table, the rules of engagement, and it's got to be equal playing field, so to speak. That's what he was saying. The people are very excited about the determination. A lot of our elders have passed on and missed out on seeing this as it happened yesterday, but across 7 native claimants on the land claim, fantastic. But it's still a big fight in that sense, and that's what Uncle Richie Armat was talking about. We'll try and get him back and see if we can finish that conversation. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416.
Na 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 na. Said I'm sorry, I know I hurt you, I haven't been there. Just self-indulgent, I only thought of myself, a man with no care. I can't believe you stopped by me, all the times I shamed you out of my insecurities. I made mates with the bottle, I never thought about tomorrow and all the pain that I've been causing for so long. I love you, won't you come back home? So just listen before you walk away, there's gonna be somebody,
somebody
there. I know I've seen this time before, I'm need to kick you in the face. Baby, I'm sorry, no more tears wiped them away.
Don't you cry.
Baby, I'm sorry, that's all I am. Make sure the rainbow
brings in brighter days.
I love you,
won't you come?
welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. I got cut off there from Uncle Richie I met. I think I still got him here. Uncle Richie, are you there?
Richie?
Yeah, same way, same way. I caught everything that you said. It went across the nation. Thank you very much. I love the analogy you talked about regarding a football team, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander team in the far north playing against Penrith Panthers winning the NRL. Yeah. It's a different playing field, and we need a level playing field is what I was picking
Absolutely.
Up, Uncle Richie. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And also to talk about the fishing business entity for our people on their own waters. That's a different playing field. It all needs to be level, doesn't it? And it's sad that we've got smaller vessels operating on our own sea country and non-Indigenous companies come on board with bigger vessels, catch more, make more money, and here we are still paddling canoes, so to speak.
For sure. That analogy is spot on.
Yes, I agree. I agree. So from here, it should give us foundation to build something big for our people in the business sense, but also in the cultural sense.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there are... not too many businesses in the Torres Straits or in Cape York, all right?
Yes.
So the fishing industry is one major industry. So you can't tell me why can't governments, federal and state, not say, well, this is a closed area just for traditional owners from this area to commercially fish and sell.
Yes, yes.
To start up businesses. You imagine how many millions and billions of dollars you would save on welfare.
Exactly. Employment. All the above.
Exactly.
Procurement. Black people in businesses.
Absolutely.
Helping each other. High tide rises all ships is the statement I always use, brother. You know, it's powerful. We can all get it together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Powerful.
You know, it's nothing against the white fella.
No, but give us an opportunity to perform on the same platform.
Understand.
Yes.
It was stolen from us, the land
Thank
and
you.
The sea.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. And so the determination just gives us back a bit of power, you could say, if it's level playing field.
Yes, but it's got to be bigger power.
Yes,
We're not saying we don't want to work with the white fella.
No.
But, you know, we're all going to be equal in this world, all of us.
Well, the old saying, when in Rome, live like the Romans. Well, it's our country, our sea country.
Exactly.
Look, I love the conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to all the claiming groups. Fantastic. The land has been determined. And it is so, so exciting. And thank you very much for the yarn. Uncle Richie will be in touch.
Thanks, Trevor. You look after yourself, okay?
You too. Yes, sir.
God bless.
God bless.
Yes, sir.
Yo. Beautiful yarn. That's Uncle Richie I met finishing that conversation regarding historic native title sea claims determined as of yesterday, 30 November. And look, it's so very exciting, very good news. But also we need to have the platform level for our black people to operate businesses on their own country, on their own sea country. And that's what Uncle Richie I met, the chairman of Cape York Land Council, was stating big time. So there it is. Have you seen yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Uncle Seaman Dan with us in spirit, TI Taxi Driver.
Seaman Dan here. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
TI Taxi Driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI Taxi Driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's Bakery, waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
TI Taxi Driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI Taxi Driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
We'll be right back.
play music balls and driving that car. Then before he knows it, the car phone rings. Boss,
hurry up, you can't pick up this thing, what?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Yeah, deadly little tune there too. I taxi driver, Uncle Sim and Dan, like I said, with us in spirit. We're going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Good
morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, brother. I'm money. Okay, brother. You know, I'm sorry, brother, but I'm glad for the people that made a title, but, you know, for people, regular listeners to this show, listen to me when I talk about my children and where they're from, and I say to myself, what a lot of crap is bloody native title. Because it's not land rights. Brother Gladys Ivanvupa Vale, Manitoba, rest in peace. When she danced outside down there when they won that we claim, you know, brother, for native time. All Mobile, brother, from Arrowcoon, brother. And you know, my eldest daughter, where they're mining up there, she don't get Richie, listen. Some kicker sweet FA from royalty, and there were other, not just here, in the Kimberley and NT, and where the mining's gone, where people got made of tribal, that should be bloody role model communities, brother. I agree that, you know, just there's this issue with the people for the voice and those that give. They keep talking about decent price, but there were people at the Uluru that walked out on that, and there are other blackmailers that don't agree with celebrity show pony Jacinta Price. I agree with that, but there are people that don't agree with a voice in parliament, brother. Brother, I feel like swearing again, joking, gorge, brother. You know, brother, people are not telling us they have a right to veto, brother. They have a right to veto. But I also think too, brother, I'm wondering, because of this new world order, I'm just wondering about this COVID. I think it could be a Trojan horse, because nobody's sovereignty around the world is safe, because they took away individual freedom now, you know, brother? And all this stuff about Native title isn't around. I'd like to hear from those very cluey black ones, like Gary Foley and all the other people that are, oh, I don't know if Gary Foley's, but those cluey ones. It was the other side, brother. Not just Jacinta Price. It's Jacinta Price. You got a platform, and the people are for the voice. They have a platform too, brother. But I'd very much like to hear from them people.
Both sides, yeah.
But I don't agree that with a voice in parliament, brother. And one more, too, brother. 60 Minutes, brother. The other half of Todd Greenberg. She was 5 years sober, brother, and Todd Greenberg, she says it herself, it's up to you individually if you want to say that you're an alcoholic, but five years even sober, and I often hear you talk about that. It's good, too, brother, that you talk about that, men and domestic violence and all them kind of things. But one of the things that, what happened to me when I hit my rock bottom, was the same thing that Todd Greenberg done. He walked out on his missus. And my ex-partner, she walked out, she left me, brother, and I hit my rock bottom. And what that is saying, you know, people are so defeated in their attitude. They say, oh, you can't do anything about the drinking unless they're rock bottom. What Todd Greenberg done and what my ex done, they brought my rock bottom up to me, brother, by not being the enabler, brother. And, you know,
good point.
That for people that are having, not necessarily walk out on your partner, because a lot of our people are on the community, they're in the community, not necessarily in that way, but because it's too much emphasis on the whether the picket person to change, but the other people got to change too. And all those people like me that are sober, don't expect your family to change, because they don't have to change. And I related to after a flood or a cyclone, you know, for somebody to say, oh, all he has to do is stop drinking. And it's for somebody to say, oh, isn't it good that the wind stopped blowing and the rain stopped without realizing there's a lot of damage, there's a lot of amendments, there's a lot of repair that has to be done. So it's not just on the addicted person alone, because, and again, when that ex-partner came back to me, brother, she came back to me after 18 months of being apart, and the wisest thing she ever said to me, she said, if we can continue to live together, you both have to grow, otherwise one get left behind. And that's what happened. I grew.
Beautiful.
And when I come home to my mom, she, I give her a lot of heartache and a lot of arguments, because she said that I have to change, but I could go on and about she wanting love, wanted to be needed and wanted to be loved. And, but she sort of done too much for me, and I thought she crippled me emotionally. But the others have to change in the family too. And Todd Greenberg, that was a good message from his 60-minute business when he walked out of it. So don't just necessarily be defeated and say, oh, that's the addictive person has to hit the rock bottom, because you can bring the rock bottom up to medium, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you. Good point. Thank you, brother. That's someone regular caller here on your daily program and talking about his situation, adding to the voice to Parliament as well. And also talking about Jacinta Price. And with that, there's a story here from The Guardian by Leslie Turner. Jacinta Price doesn't speak for my people, and her stance shows why Australia needs Indigenous voice. The ignorance expressed about the voice is only surpassed by lack of knowledge about the rigorous process that led us to it. I wonder who Senator Jacinta Price is referring to when she talks of my people. She can't mean the people I work for, 90 democratically elected Aboriginal men and women from the towns, remote communities and hundreds of tiny homelands of southern half of the Northern Territory. People aged between 20 and 80 who are elected for three-year terms, meet three times a year at bush, and who, for the past 5 years, have consistently expressed their strong support for the constitutional enshrined voice to Parliament, the Senator opposes. The voice that allows local representatives to be heard about laws and policies that affect them and offer solutions informed by their unique knowledge and lived experience. What could be more practical? What could be fairer, more modest and unifying? Roughly a third of the Territory's residents are Aboriginal. They can vote in local, territory and federal elections, also determine the membership of the Central Northern Anayakawa or Tiwi Land Councils. Price is entitled to ignore the clear will of the democratically elected members of the land councils. However, her stance also demonstrates perfectly why electing Aboriginal politicians is not enough, and why the voices of Aboriginal Territorians need to be heard by the Parliament. The ignorance expressed this week about the voice, genuine, feigned or self-inflicted, is only surpassed by the lack of knowledge about the rigorous and inclusive process that has led us here, and how long-standing our desire to be heard. Central Land Council delegates deliberately chose the site of the famous 1966 Wave Hill walk-off to gather in August 2016 with the elect members of the Northern Territory Land Council to reaffirm commitment to the principles of the 1988 Barunga Statement and the 1998 Kalaringi Statement. Constitutional reform must deliver meaningful and ensuring benefits for our peoples. We are prepared to examine models of constitutional reform that deliver such benefits that resolve. We have surpassed the quest for self-determination ever since, in April 2017, almost 100 Central Australian people, Aboriginal people, took part in Australia's greatest exercise in deliberative democracy. The 12 Uluru regional dialogues that are cultivated in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, for 3 days they gathered, and local facilitators and constitutional law experts at Ross River, east of Alice Springs, to educate themselves about our founding law. They explored which constitutional changes would be most likely to deliver positive change to their communities. While briefed, interpreters translate complex legal ideas into local languages. They questioned, they argued, and they settled on a way forward. The co-chair of the dialogue, my predecessor, David Ross, called it one of those great moments where everything fell into place and everyone, young and old, participated. He was pleased to see everyone grab the opportunity with both hands and get involved. Co-chair Barbara Shaw, the former general manager of Tennant Creek's Analingi Health Service, said, "I was quite overjoyed that we had a number of young people who had the confidence to stand up and make comment. One of the things that was quite moving was that we had a lot of people who were starting to get the fire back in their belly. They were saying this is the first time we were able to get together from all around the country and talk about an issue that is important to all of us." And that's a statement there from Leslie Turner with The Guardian, and talking about Jacinta Price and her statements. So there it is. It's come to the time with Trendy Trevor signs off for today's program, National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Merry Christmas, Koori New Year. Keep in touch, you mob, and we'll be yarning very soon. Take care.